G'day, this is Big Brady Marshall.
This is Brian Alvarez.
This is Dean Brady of the Millennials.
This is the Jurassic Punk Sid Parker.
How many of you guys have heard the term kayfabe?
Blue Doggers. This is Jay Hunter from OSW Review.
This is Matt Grim Basso.
This is the loosest kid in Australian wrestling, Adam Brooks.
This is Scrap Brand Adam Pearce, and you are locked in
to Wrestle Radio Australia.
Welcome to, for 5 years now, your longest running Australian wrestling podcast, Wrestle Radio Australia. I'm your host, Todd Eastman. Hope you all went out and enjoyed local pro wrestling this past weekend. I worked at the Pro Wrestling League. Unfortunately, I couldn't manage Showtime Jake Nova because he was unfortunately unable to make the show, which is a bummer because I love catching up with my mate Jake. But I did get to do a little bit of GM work. I was a bit of a good guy. It was a step away from my normal Todd Eastman character, and more like the Todd Eastman you hear on these shows, where I'm just sort of talking about how much I love pro wrestling and how much that Pro Wrestling League wanted to bring the best professional wrestling in Australia to Queensland, and they did that indeed on Saturday night. Some really, really good matches on that card. The main event, Rufio and Mick Moretti and Gino Gambino, was just beautiful. The Mick Moretti's headstand into Gino Gambino, picking him up and putting him into a tombstone, sit-out tombstone pile driver, that still has me aghast now, just thinking about it and just remembering it in my head. And I really hope you guys do get to see it. I think it's coming out on YouTube soonish, so hopefully. But when it does come out, I will make sure I share it on my socials, on Facebook, Wrestle Radio Australia Facebook, and do watch it. Really good show. Really enjoy myself. Plus some up-and-coming young guys on the undercard there too. So go and check that out. And Jesse and Mitch run A-list show, and we'll run just a perfectly run business. And it's a pleasure to see and a pleasure to work for those guys. And I'm happy to do that anytime they want me to. Also on Australian wrestling, congrats to PCW, who officially sold over 1,000 seats to their PCW Grand Slam at the State Basketball Center. That's on March 16th, and they've already sold 1,000 seats. So that is unbelievable and a great advertisement to how good and how strong local Australian professional wrestling is nowadays. Now, my interview guest for this week, I'd advertised it on Facebook and on Instagram, was going to be Gino Gambino. We'd sat down and had a really good chat. And unfortunately, because I'm guessing they had a good chat, I haven't listened to it yet. On the Turnbuckle, did an interview with him as well this week and released it the day before I could release mine. Bastards. So what I thought is, luckily I had a couple interviews in the bank from that weekend, so I thought instead of the doubling up, so you get double Gino Gambino if you listen to all the Australian podcasts, I would give you something else. So then next week will be Gino Gambino, and that was a really good interview. A fun interview. Really do love Gino. I love talking to him. One of the nicest guys in professional wrestling. A great mate and someone who I'm always there for, and I've told him this and I'll tell him again, always there if he needs a chat, because genuine nice guy and just wants Australian wrestling to be the best it can be, just like every one of us here. But the guy I did interview this week is one of the most up-and-coming young guys out of Queensland. I talked about him to, I think, a few guys, and when we've talked about the guys in Queensland wrestling who I think have got a big future, he is definitely one of them, and that is the UPW champion, EC Diamond. Now, I've known EC Diamond for, well, pretty much as soon as I've moved up here to Queensland, so that's about 3 years ago. So I've known him for about 3 years now. And when you look at the guy working in the ring and you look at the way he holds himself, he just has it. He has that thing that you can't define. And so we sat down and we talked about how things are going in UPW, how things are going with his career in particular, and his plans for the future. And really good chat, lovely guy, big Blink-182 fan. Anyone who's a big Blink-182 fan, I'm a fan of. So right here on Wrestle Radio Australia, here is EC Diamond.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of
I am here with the current UPW champion, EC Diamond. How are you, mate?
Good. Thanks for having me, my friend.
Thank you. Well, look at that. Handshake on radio. Yes. No one hears that. No one sees that. You started out in a sort of a real from the bottom way up, where you like ref for, how long did you ref for?
So I started when I was 14, so it was 14 through to 16. So
jeez.
and through QCW. So
okay. Sunshine Coast. So how long have you been actually working? Training?
Well, training since I was 14, so that's this year, 5 years.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's been hell of a ride. but yeah, no, I started wrestling when I was 16, but I looked so young that I kind of had to wear a mask.
I was going
to
ask you about that, yeah, because I know there was the guy down in Adelaide, who I say you remind me of, Davey Green.
Yep.
He was the same way. He was really young when he started. Yep. And look like, because you got a baby face as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So they had to put the mask on him for that. Did that add a totally different sort of wrinkle on how you had to work? Because you can't see as much with a mask, can you?
And you got to make more emotion as well. I mean, they can't see your face, so you've got to use your body.
Yeah.
So eventually I grew out of it because I thought, I'd love to just get my face out there.
Yeah.
I've got a baby face, I could make some money off
this. Now you can, yeah.
Exactly. So I did that and it's been working out really well.
Oh, don't be mad, Adonis.
So, Adonis is very annoyed at me because he didn't get on the podcast before me. So.
I told him he's got to do something.
Yeah, exactly.
Prove to me.
Hey, man, he's the AWA champion.
Tag team champion.
Almost got it.
So, so how long have you been working under the mask before you eventually took it off?
It would have been a year.
I thought it was longer than that.
No,
oh, okay.
It would have been a year and I just got to the point where it's so difficult. Like, I don't know how they do it. It's very difficult. And I give all the props to the boys that work under a hood. I got to the point where I was like, yeah, I'm going to get my face out there.
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's great being able to not wear a mask and just show emotion.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And if anything, that's really helped your selling, because now you can sell with your face,
exactly.
But you've also had years of doing it with the mask,
exactly.
So your body sort of tells the story as well.
Sorry, man.
Love you, Adonis. Love you. This is going to be the longest running. Legit, he'll be signed by E, and I'll be like, come over.
All the best, man. Thanks for today.
Hope you feel better, brother.
Cheers. Thanks.
One of the boys took a knock to the back of the head today, so
yes. That's
why we're at Pro Wrestling League, by the way.
Yes.
How did you enjoy yourself here?
Yeah, it was fun. I haven't worked another show in quite a while, so it's good to just get my face back out there.
Yeah. Different crowd?
Very. I'm used to a very trained crowd. Like they know what we do.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
love what we do. So it was different. So I love working different places. But
yeah. It was it almost a case where you had to sort of reintroduce yourself?
Very much, yeah. Like,
because you have worked like Valhalla and that.
Yeah, yeah.
This is sort of like a different
This is the first
game.
Time I've worked outside UPW in 2019.
Jeez.
So.
Well, it's only February.
Yeah, exactly. But a lot of the boys are working every weekend. It's good to kind of give my body a break. Since I was 14, I've been bumping every day.
Don't be doing that.
Yeah,
now
exactly.
I'm old. 14-year-old vet.
Yeah, exactly. That's really fun.
Sorry, we have to pause. All right. We've been transferred out to a lovely lounge.
It is nice.
We actually
nice
upgraded.
Yeah, I love
we
it.
We were sitting in a dark corner before.
Yeah, I feel like a celebrity.
So where were we? Tell me about how UP Dub's going with the whole training academy.
Amazing. Amazing. We've got a product like nothing else. Like, I know that I'm not blowing smoke up our ass, but honestly, UPW is just shooting up.
Yeah.
The training school, without a doubt, I know Ricky came on the podcast last week or something and said, but without a doubt, one of the best training schools in Australia. The best training school in Queensland, without a doubt. I mean, we're under the knowledge of so many knowledgeable people, and it's changed my career. Like, it's changed my whole outlook on wrestling, and without UPW, I don't know where I'd be. I'd be still the same wrestler that I was in 2016.
Yeah.
2019, me is just completely different.
Streets ahead.
Absolutely.
When did the switch go? Were you sort of like, and you sort of, you know what I mean?
As soon as I started working for UPW. I mean, before that it was just like, I'm just a professional wrestler. But now I'm a professional wrestler.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to explain it. It's just completely changed my mind on my whole outlook. And I'm forever grateful for it.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Because they work a traditional style.
Very.
Almost like old school wrestling style of work. Do you, because I know you're a young guy and you like doing a lot of the spot moves, do you find that conflicts every now and then with stuff?
I know all the boys got to get their shit in.
Yeah.
But honestly, if I don't get my stuff in, it doesn't bother me. Because I'm working in front of a crowd that's cheering for me, and it just, like, it reminds me why I'm doing this.
Yeah.
To entertain people. And
well, see, I already know this because Jake and I have worked with you at New Valhalla, and we had a great time.
Yeah.
And, for your years, you're already...
Yeah.
Because I remember, what was it, 2 years ago? When we were at Grindhouse.
Oh.
And I was like, I want you to be my Rey Mysterio. I was at the show, does all the cool shit, fucking gets the crowd going. And you've really, because I pretty much said you, didn't I? So in 2 years, I know where you're going to be.
And that was with Zeke as well. And we're both working UPW, and we're both completely different wrestlers now.
Yeah, exactly.
Completely different. And just brings a smile on my face knowing that we're improving our craft.
There are certain guys, though, that you look at and you can see this guy switched on and he knows what's going
Absolutely. I know 13, he's without a doubt one of the best wrestlers in Australia, just one of the smartest people in the ring. Jesse Love is another one that's learnt a lot from UPW and through that system. Even Ricky, like Ricky's changed so much as well.
But see, that's like, because Jesse, like guys like Jesse and Luxford got their base in IPW.
Yes.
And sort of like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just learning all the different styles, exactly. Which is great. It's great to see.
It's very different to QCW, I'll tell you.
Yeah,
that.
It would be.
We were taught a very different, probably the bad way of working. But now that UPW's around, it just changes the whole complete thing.
Yeah.
And I'll just, as I said
before. Because UPW primarily work the Sunshine Coast.
Yes. We are expanding into Gympie.
Yeah.
We had our first show there last weekend. And, I mean, for a first
show... Did you find that hard? Because I know that's the promotion that shall not be named...
Yes.
...had a couple of absolute stinkers there.
Yeah. I mean...
How did you find that as a...
Well, for
because
a first,
you were going in and they were like, oh, fuck. Was it almost like the fans were expecting that and then when they got you guys, it was a totally different...
Complete. The way I saw it, we brought in a new character.
He, like... He keeps walking past giving us a stink eye.
It's Adonis, and he's jealous. Just thought I'd let you know.
That's the third time.
But no, we walked into Gympie with a completely new character. It's a chicken. A chicken.
Yeah.
And at the end of the night, when the chicken got up the top, hit his chicken wing elbow, he calls it.
Yeah.
The place just erupted. So, like, I don't think that other company knows how to build up to that kind of thing, to be honest. I'm not shooting anyone.
No. But, like, no offense to the guys, because I know they're obviously trying and they obviously love what they're doing, but they aren't.
No.
Good. And that's the problem. Yeah. As much as I keep hearing people say, oh, look, they're trying and they really get... That, for me, that doesn't cut it. Like, you only get one chance to make a first impression.
Absolutely.
And people will go away from a show and tell 10
that's
people
wrestling.
This
really?
Show
is
shit.
Is that what wrestling is?
Yeah.
No.
You'll get more people tell someone that a show is bad than tell people that a show is good.
But to be honest, like, that was our first show, and we... I don't know how much we drew, but it was a rough crowd to get with, but at the end of the show, we got them. But it was the same at Aussie World. They were the exact same at the start, and now at Aussie World, they're just the most interactive crowd.
Because you made that jump from, was it the Mooloola Bar?
Yeah, Mooloola Bar Pub, and we went to the Shed at Aussie World. And
yeah, that's the one. Awesome. I really want to work the Shed, because I haven't worked that place.
Oh,
I worked the pub, but I never worked the Shed.
It's an absolute amazing venue. Like, the venue is crazy.
Yeah, it looks really good in the photo.
It's astonishing. Just
like, I was telling Ricky off mic that the show we did, I was going to come up to that show, but it was on a Friday night.
Yeah.
And trying to get from Ipswich to the Sunshine Coast
on a Friday night.
He was like, that's a no-start. That's a non-starter for
me. At the same time, like, we did a Sunday show a couple months back.
Mm.
And we packed the place out on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Like,
that's good
goes
because
to show that...
You started... What time did you start that show?
7
o'clock. Oh, really?
Oh, no. Actually, it was an earlier start. Doors opened at, like, 5.
There
so it would have been
a
5:30 start.
Yeah.
Which is...
See, that's cool. That's if I was going to do a Sunday show, I'd probably do it like a 4:30, 5 o'clock start, because then you're out by like 7:38.
Yeah.
People go home and get their kids to bed and all that sort of
stuff. School Monday.
You primarily work the all ages crowd now, don't
yes.
you? Is there something in you want to try an R rated just to see how different it'd be? Because that's where you worked when you were Grindhouse.
Yes. I don't know. Like,
you've worked one. You worked one with 13.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
That was a good match. I don't know. Like I enjoy working in front of the kids because it just reminds me of where I used to
yeah,
be.
Yeah.
And how much I used to love seeing, you know, the good guys come out on top. And being able to provide that kind of entertainment to kids is it's awesome.
Mm.
Like, yeah, I love working in front of 18 plus, but if you put me in front of an all ages,
yeah,
I'll do my
Well, that's what you do it for, don't you?
Exactly.
Really, you do it for the fans.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a different crowd.
I always said that I wasn't in it for the money.
Thank God.
Exactly. I just, entertaining people is awesome.
Yeah.
Love it. Absolutely love it.
So you've got, coming up at the end of the year, a journey. Do you want to tell?
Yeah, I'm going over to America to train at Ohio Valley Wrestling. I've wanted to do it for a while, but now that I'm getting to the age where
is it a set time sort of training, or are you just going over there for as long as you can?
So it's 3 months, and I fly out on the 4th of September. So it's I get back in December.
Okay. So is it like a Lance Storms where it's like a 3 month course, or is it just like you go over there to train?
I think it's
3 months.
It's like a 3 month course, I'm pretty sure. I don't know all the details. I've been trying to work it out recently. I've paid for everything, which is good.
Yeah, it's always good.
But like going over there and just being able to train with like Al Snow and Rip Rogers and stuff, that's awesome.
Yeah, Rip Rogers, I love. Just his Twitter, I love.
Yeah. I know a lot of people going over to Black and Braid and like the Booker T schools. I haven't seen anyone go over to VW for a while.
No.
So I thought,
there's
one let's
that
change
I'll,
it up.
There's one that I want to see people go to, and that's that one that's opening up with Pritchard and, Jesus, Jacobs. So Kane and Tom Pritchard.
Oh, I haven't heard about that.
I can't remember where it is. I think it might be Kentucky, but I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
They've opened up a school. And like, to get trained by Tom Pritchard, that would be amazing, because he's the guy that's trained The Rock.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? A plethora of guys that made it just massive.
Yeah. I think the thing that got me, though, is when I worked House of Hardcore last year. And it was me and 13, we had a match, and Al Snow gave us some feedback, and I was like, wow, that's some really good feedback. I could do a lot more of this. Can you teach me? And I was like, all right, I'm going over to America.
I know that when Chris Basso faced Al Snow. They did it, I think it was back when it was Outback Championship Wrestling.
Yes.
They had a match, and apparently, this is just from what I heard from Cree, he didn't talk to him all day, until they were just about to go through the curtain, to match. Apparently Snow looked at him and goes, you know how to take the snow plow? And Cree was like, yeah. He goes, cool, we'll work from there.
That's another reason why I want to go. I know a lot of guys go out there and plan the matches, but
I'm not a big fan of like planning everything, because if you stuff something up, then you're stuffed.
Yeah.
They go back and then they re-repeat spots that they missed. That's when somebody re-repeats a spot you missed. Yeah. You're telling the fans, this has all been rehearsed and we've screwed it up.
But at the same time, the crowd can be completely different. Like you've got to go out there and feel the crowd.
Exactly.
You've got to feel it. Like you could be the biggest babyface, but you go out there and get booed. Good luck. If you're going over your plan stuff, good luck.
Yeah, I remember when I was 16, so this is years and years and years ago, I went to the famous Wrestle Right show in Adelaide, where like apparently every man and his dog that came up went to.
Oh, really?
I was 16, and one of the matches was Jim the Anvil Neidhart against Jake the Snake.
Jesus.
And so when Jim the Anvil came out and was full on babyface, Heart Foundation, yeah, baby, all that stuff, Jake came out and people started chanting DDT, DDT. And it was the first time when I watched wrestling, I realized they're working this together. I know I might have been a bit late, but it was very kayfabe back in those days.
Yeah.
Because as soon as like he heard those chants, because it was the whole Thebe Theatre, and that's near on, it's got to be over 1,000 people, DDT. They changed.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he was the baby face and Jim the Anvil was the dirty heel. And I'm like, that's
crazy.
Yeah, that's brilliant. It just sold me completely and made me go, that's listening to the crowd.
Exactly. It's awesome. And I'm only just like, I'm still so young. Like, I'm still learning so
What are you,
much.
21?
Hey?
21. 20. I don't know. I'm asking.
I'm 18.
Fuck.
I'm 19 in May.
Jesus Christ.
So, yeah. Like, I'm still learning so much, and UPW is just helping me so much. I can't stop saying it. It's just complete different outlook. Mm. And
do you guys train? I know you train in ring,
yep.
But do you train psychology a lot?
Yes, all the time.
Yeah,
all the time. Especially with Vias, Muhammad Ali Vias. He comes and does seminars before every show.
Yep.
And that's all ring psychology, all that kind of stuff, and awesome. Love it.
That's the thing. I think you notice when like you see Jake and I talking through a match.
Yep.
We try to do as little as possible to get as much out of it. And that's what we do. Like that whole selfie spot we do.
Yeah.
It's nothing, but it works.
Yeah. That's good.
So you've got that plan, you've got UP Dub for the rest of the year.
Yep.
Where do you want to be in let's say when you're 21? Because that's what, 3 years? You're 3 years from 21, where would you like to be?
I'd love to just stay over in America.
That'd
be awesome. Probably won't happen with the visa and whatnot.
And it's also hard to break
out. Yes, very, very much so. That is a good point. But if not, I'd love to keep working for UPW.
Yep.
It's awesome. I've never had so much fun in my career than working for UPW. I know I used to work for New Valhalla and like Grindhouse and whatnot. But just being able to make a name for myself in one place.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, mate, between you and me, I think the sky's the limit for you. And I've told you this off mic before. And just keep doing what you're doing. And I really think that, like, listening to the right people and doing the right things and working the way you do, because you're not dumb when you go out there. You don't go out there to try and kill yourself every time, which is really smart. And I really enjoyed working with you when we had that match.
Absolutely.
And I can't wait to do it again.
Thank you very much.
Before we go, get you out your social medias and where all people right. can catch you next.
You can catch me at every UPW show.
Who is the champ?
The UPW champion. you can follow me on Instagram at diamondbrand_. And my Facebook page, EC Diamond. And I think that's about it, because I'm not a very sociable person.
No, but if you want to talk Blink-182...
Oh, I'm the man.
He's right there.
I'm the man. You talk about Blink-182, you're on my friends list forever.
Yeah, that's like with the other night, we had
chat. Just randomly started chatting on Facebook.
How do you know about... Because that's my fucking young...
I know.
That's my young man music. That's exactly. When I was a kid.
Yep. You just messaged me about the big day out.
My first car was called Josie.
Oh, no, really?
Yes.
That's cool.
It's a Scorpion. Mitsubishi Scorpion.
Absolutely amazing.
So, anyway, EC Diamond, thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much, my friend.
People say having an opinion is like having a penis. It's really great for you, but you shouldn't share it around. That's exactly what we don't do. We share it all about the internet. And in fact, we advertise it on other people's podcasts so that they can go and enjoy it as well. Am I talking about penises, or am I talking about opinions on film? To find out, you'll have to go to our website, secondtakepodcast.com, or find Second Take Podcast on your podcatcher of choice.
It's now time to find out where the action is around the country. And PCW Ignition, the last show before their Grand Slam show, is at the Southeastern Entertainment Centre. Tickets for that one are at pcw.com.au. If you haven't been down there to Ferntree Gully to check them out, do so. Really great venue, the Southeastern Entertainment Centre. Great for wrestling. Also in Victoria on Saturday night, Warzone Wrestling Australia have March Mayhem at the Wellington Secondary College in Mulgrave. Guys on the car there, we've got Dowie James, Erica Reed, Slade Mercer, Pitbull, Carlo Kennan, JXT, and many more. Ring to reserve your tickets for that one at 0448-405-952. That number again is 0448-405-952. In New South Wales, Newcastle Pro Wrestling are at Club Maitland City, and one of the matches on that card is something that I would love to see, and I cannot wait to see. Robbie Eagles versus Matty Wahlberg. Robbie Eagles, of course, undoubtedly the best wrestler, or one of the best wrestlers in this country today. He's a mainstay now with New Japan Pro Wrestling versus Matty Wahlberg. an absolute stud coming out of Newcastle, coming out of New South Wales, and is going to be something one day. I believe he even got accepted to the Farley Dojo as well, so he's going to be training in the same way that Robbie Eagles has trained, in that New Japan style. Big things for Matty Wahlberg in the future, and this will be a great match. Tickets for that one are at newcastleprowrestling.com.au. Also in New South Wales on that Saturday night, if you can't get to Newcastle, get to Wrestling Go, You Go Girl at the Marion Community Centre. It is an all-women's event. Now on the card, we've got girls like WWE superstar Melina, Shazza McKenzie, Indy Hartwell, Jessica Troy, Kellyanne, Candy Lee, and plenty more. Tickets for that one are at eventbrite.com.au. And in WA, NHPW will be performing at the Busselton Fringe. So go along and check out the Busselton Fringe. They will be performing shows all through the day there, so go and check them out. But if you want to go to a dedicated wrestling show, AAW has their anniversary show at the Baldivas Rec Center. Tough Stuff, Ricky South, Felix Young, Craven, and International Luchador, Mecha Wolf 450 are on the card. Tickets for that one are at perthwrestlingtickets.bigcartel.com. In Adelaide, Wrestle Rampage Uprising at the Waterside Workers Hall in Port Adelaide. AJ Istria defends his national championships against the Prodigy Tommy Knight. That will be a great match. Also on the card, Robbie Hart and Adam Brooks go at it, which also will be good. And my road wife, a guy that I really do love, Smashface Mitch McCarthy, a guy from up here in Queensland. We've talked to him before on the show. Lovely guy, my road wife. He is also on that show against Corn Dog, so go and check him out. See what we have coming out of Queensland if you're in Adelaide, because we do have some really good guys coming out of Queensland nowadays. Tickets for that one are at WrestleRampage.com. And finally, in Queensland, Impact Pro Wrestling Australia presents Ace of Impact at the William Duncan State School. Now, one of the matches on that card are the Unified Champion, Youngblood Jesse Love, against Ricky Rembrandt. Now, these are two guys that I manage both of them in Next Level in AWA. I love these kids. These are two of my wrestling sons, like I like to say all the time, because I'm an old bastard now. Two of my wrestling sons that are going at it, and they will tear the place down. Book your tickets for that one at ipwaustralia.com.au. Now, any promotions that want their shows mentioned here on Where the Action Is, hit us up on Facebook or email me at WrestleRadioAustraliaTodd@gmail.com, and we'll mention you on an upcoming episode. Or book me and I'll definitely mention it, because that's the way I make my money. And that is Where the Action Is this weekend. That'll do us for this episode of Wrestle Road Australia. Again, big thanks to my guest, EC Diamond. Check him out on all UPW cards up there on the Sunshine Coast, or in fact, anywhere you see EC Diamond on a card in your local area, go and check him out. He is one of the future of Australian professional wrestling. And if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to us on WRA. It's free, and you can do it on iTunes, Stitcher, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. If you do stop by iTunes, of course, give us a 5-star and a rating, because it helps us get inside more ears and share the show. Spread the word about professional wrestling in this country like we do right here at Wrestle Radio Australia. Also, make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search out Wrestle Radio Australia, and on Twitter at Wrestle Radio AU, or me personally at B Seisman. I think you'll find where that on Instagram as well, at Wrestle Radio AU. So go and check us out there. Also, our shirts are on Redbubble for Wrestle Radio Australia. Just type in Wrestle Radio Australia in the Redbubble search engine, and you will find our shirts. Any profits going from the sale of those go to support two charities that we really do believe in here at WRA. That is Beyond Blue and Gotcha for Life. If you haven't heard about Gotcha for Life, they go around to schools and teach young boys that it's okay to talk about your issues and talk about your feelings and to support one another. And that's something that is so very vital in today's society, so very vital in what's happening with guys around the world today, because there is an epidemic going around of anxiety and depression and suicide, and we need to stamp that out, especially in young men. Six men a day, I think, or 6 men a week, I can't remember off the top of my head, take their own lives due to depression and anxiety, and we need to stop that, and that's what Gotcha for Life is all about. So support us in supporting them. To take us out is normally Promo Land, where I'll do an Australian promo that I really like this week. I'm going to do something different this week, because Roman Reigns has announced that his leukemia is in regression and he's coming back, and that is unbelievable. Big, so happy that the guy can resume doing what he loves and doing what a lot of people like watching him do. For as many retractors and detractors that he has, he is a good worker, and he does a lot to try and help charities and all that stuff. And if you didn't believe, if you somehow believed or thought that the leukemia thing was just a storyline, then there is probably something very wrong with you in the very core of your being. To send us out this week, of course, remember next week we do have the Gino Gambino interview. Tune in for that one. But until then, I'm Todd Eastman, and this has been Wrestle Radio Australia.
I miss y'all. I'm serious, I missed y'all. There is no other job like this. There's no other fan base like you guys. And I said this before, I'm a man of faith. I've always believed in God. I've always believed that He's favored me and looked out for me, but I'm not gonna lie, before my announcement in October, I was terrified, y'all. I was scared. I was insecure, and I didn't really know if I wanted to share that secret with the world. I was scared to tell everybody because I didn't know how you would react. And thank you. By the time I got home, the outreach, I mean, between people texting me, calling me, tweeting me, Instagramming me, Facebooking me, if there was a way to get to me, y'all figured out how to do it. And that overwhelming support that you gave me, it gave me strength, it gave me new life, it gave me a new opportunity, and it gave me a new purpose. You see, here in WWE, a lot of your purpose as a young superstar is to win titles and to climb that mountain and to achieve the top and to put your flag in it. And that's still very important. But for me, the only thing that is important that I have the ability to step foot in this ring every single night. And if I can do that, I'm gonna use this platform, this giant WWE platform that is global and the whole world can see it. I'm gonna use it to raise awareness, and I'm gonna use it to support those who are in need just like I was. Well, we advertise it as an update, so should we get to the update? The good news is I'm in remission, y'all. So with that being said, the big dog is back! So before I go, I'm gonna say it probably a whole bunch more times, but I'm gonna say it one last time. Thank you so much, y'all. I love y'all.